Welcome to another episode of In the Know with Rome Knows. I'm here with my smooth DJ voice on 97.5 KJLO. Yeah, what's up, guys? Kind of a late night. It's been a while since I've done one of these. Kind of just been busy with life and other things, but that kind of brings me into the first part of the segment I want to talk about is hobbies. So now we are in a social media age, and you know, when you're going for goals, there's a whole system of fake gurus and motivational quotes and inspiring YouTube videos and just inspiring anything that'll tell you to go balls to the wall, never sleep. You know, trillionaires like Jeff Bezos only sleep 4 hours a year. Sleep is for the weak and the poor, yada, yada, yada. You gotta pretty much throw away your mental health in order to succeed to your goals. And while that's alluring and can be tricky and even convincing when you hear somebody yelling it with the right music, that's always not the best case to do it on how to go about chasing your goals. One thing I learned is, yeah, you can go at 100-110% for a short amount of time, but after a while you are human and you're going to be faced with the limits of your mortality. So it's just like a sprint. If you give it all you've got 100%, you can only maintain that for so long. After a while, whether you want to or not, your body and eventually your mind is going to tap out. And then trying to recover from blowing out all your circuits is going to take even longer, and you're going to lose all this time recovering versus all the time recovering that you could have used to move forward. Why do I say this? You need to learn how to balance. One thing a good friend of mine told me is, you're much better going, let's say 75-80% uninterrupted for a long period of time versus 100 for a short burst. That's not consistent, it's not manageable, it's gonna cause pretty much negative results in the long run with whatever your goals, aspirations, and dreams are. And this is kind of counterculture to what anything you might see on social media is, and that's just because at the end of the day, people don't tell you about their rest days. They just make it seem like they eat air, they drink alkaline water, never eat food, no one in their family has birthdays, parties, nothing. They just make it seem like they wake up and do the same thing over and over again, which might be true for a large portion of it, but at the end of the day, life doesn't work as perfectly just because you have a plan. There's things that are going to derail it. You know, unfortunately, there's, you know, traumatic experiences, you could have a death in the family, you could just have, you know, something could happen, you could move, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. And what's better to tell you is like, yo, here's how you adjust and kind of roll with the punches. Now granted, I do support giving it your all, but you got to pay attention to your mental health. You know, if you're going on a road trip that's long distance, you got to pay attention to the gas tank, because if it runs on empty and you don't stop to get gas, you're going to be stranded in the middle of the nowhere. And all that time you were trying to make by just, oh, I'm gonna just gun it and try to make it all on one tank, you're gonna lose that race time to maintenance time. I for one have done that multiple times. It's that football mentality of, oh, give it all you got, this and that third. And what it really boils down to is you want to give 100% of what you can give, because technically in football it's not like the entire game you're moving, you know, everybody's energy is slowly decreasing and being chipped away at as the game goes on. You know, just with any sport, the mentality is pretty much give 100% of what you got. Like if you only got 50% of your tank fourth quarter, third down, give 100% of that. But you know, there's limiters in your brain and body that are going to stop you from trying to give any more than that, because it's harmful. Like if you used all the power in your body without any limiters, your muscles would snap, bones would break, this, that, and the third. That's why you wouldn't hear stories of like people, some instances where people push off like large objects, heavy objects in order to save their life. When they go to the hospital, it's like, oh yeah, muscles torn all left and right like a piece of paper. That's because, you know, your body has limits. You got to respect those limits. One of the best things, I'll transition to my next point, just to wrap that up, is pretty much understand that you need rest and you need to monitor your mental health and just the barometer of how you're doing mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm not saying anytime you get tired or anything, take a week vacation or a month vacation or just go blow off steam. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, hey, if you need a rest day or even two, that is productive, because rest is just as important as the actual work. Same thing in the gym. Your rest is just as important as getting the workout in, because if you don't recover, you can't go work out. And the next thing is, how do you recover? You know, you're grinding in the dark. You're doing those dark hours, whether it's music, school, you know, content creation, sports, whatever it is. You're doing these dark hours. You're giving it your all, and you just feel depleted mentally, even physically at a certain point, and spiritually. Like, how do you recover? I think the best thing I'm learning now is you gotta get a hobby. I'm gonna say it again. You gotta have a hobby. And a hobby, for all intents and purposes, you know, we're gonna look up the definition right now. What is the definition of hobby? I'm on Google. So a hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. Once again, an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. You gotta do a hobby because it's a way for you to turn off your brain and for it to kind of marinate on just your journey and just, you know, go over its files and analytics and relax. Because we all know, like, okay, you know, in school, you've had those days where it's all like, yo, I know I didn't do anything with my body, but I'm mentally exhausted and I feel that exhaustion through my body. And the worst thing is, like, you're up at night because you can't turn off your brain. You're still focused on your goals, this, that, and third. You're running that computer into the ground and you can feel tired, but you're wide awake. A hobby is going to help you bring your brain down. It's going to help you relax. It's going to help your brain exhale. You know, that's why a lot of us will end up watching TV, like anime, cartoons, whatever it is, and you start to feel at ease. It's almost like a dopamine hit. You're just like, oh, finally, I don't have to think about all this work stuff, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about a hobby. Now, of course, you got to be careful because you don't want to use your hobby as an escape from your main hustle. As in, okay, you're doing your hobby so much, it's like, well, dude, do you remember that you're building a business? Do you remember you're trying to finish school? Do you remember, you know, like, gaming, great hobby, but the downside is it's a double-edged sword. You can get too into gaming to where you're not paying attention to what you're supposed to be doing. Now, if you have a healthy relationship with gaming and you can kind of make sure your time is split, cool, great. But even with gaming, you know, or making music, you can get lost in those things. So you got to be careful. But the cool thing about that is that it allows your brain to kind of exhale and you feel this sense of release and calm because you're doing something with no expectations attached. And it just lets you feel free in a sense. Like, I recently just decided to take up making music, and not because I'm trying to be Drake or the next, you know, super rapper or ultra mega star, but I just wanted to be able to do something that would make me feel at peace when I have to, you know, live with myself outside of the grind, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, what do you do when you're not constantly going balls to the wall? You have to, you know, deal with those emotions, stress, this, that, and the third. And me, I'm the type of person where I work so hard because I'm so, like, I'm panicking and anxious about my future. I'm like, okay, I need to work every minute that I sleep because that's the only way to calm down the analyst in my mind, because it's going crazy left and right all times of the day, and that gets stressful. So I was like, you know what, let me try music. Let me just try making beats and just, you know, heck, even rapping on my beats just for me. Because my boys, they used to have a studio and they would just be in the studio all the time. I'm like, bro, what? This is like, at first I was like, what is their obsession with this? But then I went in and I was like, bro, I feel at peace. Like, it, you know, it's akin to having just a place where you're chilling. Like, me and my boys are in there. He's making beats. They're writing songs. They're talking. The energy was just so calming. And I was like, bro, is this what you do? He's like, literally, I go to work. After work, I come in and I'll just zone out in the studio making beats, getting lost in my creativity. And I'm like, dog, that is so cool. Like, I'm so jealous right now that you have like a creative outlet like that. Because I used to be that way with drawing, but I only drew in class because I would finish my work, get bored, so I would just doodle in class. Or if I kind of understood the concept, I did this thing where if I understood the concept, I start tuning out the teacher, because If you understand a concept and a teacher is still explaining it, you'll start confusing yourself because there's just too much information going on, and you'll start to second guess what you understand. So that's why I was drawing. But back to the present, I always told them, like, man, I wish there was something I could do to where I could lose myself for hours. Because, yeah, I make funny videos and stuff, but people don't understand. It's like there's 24 hours in a day. Yeah, you might sleep 8, so you're left with, what is it, 16? There's 16 hours left, you know, that you're awake. What are you... it takes me what? Let's say I might spend 1 to 3 hours max making content. That's still a lot of time during the day. And I'm under a lot of pressure when I'm making that content. So it's not like I'm having fun. Sometimes they're better than others, like if the ideas are flowing and whatnot, but that still relatively has a stress level to it. So I would always be like, okay, especially early on, it would take me like 30 minutes to record content. I just didn't, you know, my standards were different. So I'd be like, well, great, I recorded all this content. What am I going to do now? I just sit there stressing, you know, idle time is the devil's playground. So I finally just said, you know, I need to really just get back into my hobbies. So I said, music, let me just do that. I love Larry June, love what he does. I was like, I think I want to make music that I feel good listening to, like a Larry June. And then I also thought, well, I'd get back into gaming if I, you know, had a community of people I could kind of just nerd out with. Because I'm a relatively serious person during the day. Like, I'm doing real estate. You know, I'm in my community trying to help out with that. I'm pretty open and active with just trying to, you know, help my people and other oppressed people just fight the dregs of, you know, systematic white supremacy and just, you know, help and do it for self as a member of the Nation of Islam. So I need, I'm still human. Like, I need to be able to do things where I can just be like, yo, outside of that, this is just what I do to zen out. So that's why I love, you know, going on live and just talking about anime, TV shows, and those kind of things, because kind of it's fun for me, you know, and I like being able to nerd out like that. So I invested in some music equipment and some DAWs. That stands for Digital Artist Workstations, I believe. Correct me on that. And then I got some streaming gear because I was like, you know, I think it's kind of cool to be able to stream what game you're playing and talk to people at the same time. Like, I love it. And what's funny is the first day I made beats, I almost lost 6 hours. Like, not lost, but like I literally got lost in it. I was like, oh, whoa. When you're putting sounds together and you can translate sounds that you hear in your head onto like an actual track, it's amazing. I felt so empowered. I'm literally sitting there like, hold on, wait, that was kind of cool. Like, I just took a sound out of thin air and did something with it. And there's this one program I'm using. It's called a Serato Studio. It's so great for new people because all of that stuff looks scary to me. Like, it literally looks like you're trying to fly a plane when you look at a Pro Tools or a, what is this, Logic or GarageBand. You're just like, what do all these knobs and controls do? I don't understand. What I liked about Serato is, and let me preface it with this. When you start something new, usually you get frustrated because there's a skill gap before you're actually able to produce something that made you attracted to the venture in the first place. Like, you might want to make beats like the second you start, but you don't know how to lay a drum track, what a drum kit is, what each sound does, how to arrange them, how to, you know what I'm saying? There's so many intricacies that you just don't know how to do. With Serato Studio, this is not a plug for them at all. It's just one of the ones I found. I'm grateful I found it. What it does is it kind of simplifies that for you because it's like, it turns beat making into like working an iPhone. You know, you pick through different genres of music, you select it, it'll randomize a drum track for you, and you're able to build from that. So when you hear, you know, what I'm learning is play the drum track first. Sometimes it might be the melody, whatever. You can have it lay the drum track and then you're just like, okay, I like how this sounds. And then you start hearing what sounds do what. You're like, okay, I can throw in a melody, or I can throw in a loop, I can throw in a sample, I can throw, and you're able to make tracks. So fast forward, long story short, I ended up making like 4 beats and I was just going crazy. Like, yo, this is amazing. I think I, by the time I finished work and beat making, it was almost like I finished work at 6 and then I finished making beats at like 3 a.m. I was like, holy cow. Like, I gotta, you know, watch how this goes. And what was cool was I just felt so happy and relieved because I wasn't stressing about my problems. I wasn't focusing on like just what could go wrong or just anything. Like I felt at peace and at ease, and I just felt so good that I was able to express myself unhinged and uninterrupted. Like I really made some sounds that I personally felt like were good to me. So, you know, and that kind of freedom is great because it gives your brain a chance to reward itself in a sense. Because if you're constantly chasing something, you know, your vision that only you can see before it's a reality, that it's a dark road. You know, it gets stressful, it gets sad, it gets all kinds of emotions you feel. And when you're on those downs, it's kind of hard to just keep taking L by L by L. But when you have like a hobby you can pour into, it kind of lets your brain calm down, and that faith you have, I guess it processes it in your subconscious better. Because, you know, you did all you could for that day, you felt like you won the day, you can put that day and all your future aspirations in a box, let your subconscious brain work on it while you focus on something else. And now you're able to create your world because you're not wasting any time putting any negativity or doubt into something. You put confident work into it, if that makes sense. Like you worked confidently, you told yourself, I'm working because I see my future happening. But I think where we go wrong, I'm talking to myself included, is when we finish the work, the doubt and everything else sets in because you still have to look at it like it's not here yet. Well, what if it never gets here? What about this? This is, you know, it can go left very quickly. So being able to tuck your hard work confidently away in a separate folder where you're not worried about it. So all it got watered with that day was confidence, positivity, and visualization in a good way. It's very powerful. And just, you know, hobby, man, it helps you handle the in-between, because nobody talks about like, yo, when you're trying to make something from nothing, there's a lot of in-between time. Like it doesn't happen when you want it to, when you think it's supposed to. It just happens, you know. And I'm talking myself included, because, you know, in my life I've done a lot of things where I've had to take it from nothing to something and been through the dark hours. So after a while you kind of learn the ebbs and flows, you build some experience, but it's still hard. And what no one talks about is like you got to have something to really keep you grounded and fulfilled. You know, I mean that spiritually, mentally, and physically. And I would say music and streaming was just knocking it out of the ballpark. Like it just really changed everything. Like I feel so much better. But yeah, and I guess the last thing I would say too is kind of like get out in nature. Like another one thing I love about living where I live is it's close to water. There's just different views and scenic things. And those I've talked about on a different episode, is those things help me just dream and get excited about goals and things like that. You know, because I think my broker explained it one time. He's like, early on, you have highs and you have lows, and it's this roller coaster. But after a while, when you start like hitting your stride, you have higher lows. How do I put this? Your lows aren't as lows. And then you have your highs. Don't go crazy, because people think like, oh, I want to feel this ecstatic ecstasy high all the time. But you have to remember, like, highs and lows are temporary. You want to be at that neutral, your zero, and you don't want to go too far off your zero, else you start feeling the stress and things like that. You want to stay relatively positive without going relatively too sad. Just nice little stability. And when you have things like hobbies in place, spiritual, mental, and things like that to help control those fluctuations, it helps you move more steadily along your goals. Granted, life is life. If it's going to throw a curve, it's going to throw a curve. But you want to have different tools in place to help you mitigate those down spirals. But yeah, this episode turned out a little bit longer than I thought. If you stayed to the end, I appreciate you listening. I'm going to try and make more episodes on a schedule soon again. Make sure to check out my Twitch. Also follow me on Instagram at Inahu, also on TikTok, and then go ahead, I think Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, subscribe to my YouTube. Yeah, but other than that, if you have any other topics you want me to cover, things of that nature, go ahead and let me know. And yeah, this has been another episode of In the Know with Rome Knows. And like I always say, if you don't know, Rome knows.